I made a sixth YouTube channel to prove that it's not luck. I've literally uploaded, if you look here, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 videos to this channel, gotten almost 1,000 watch hours already, 500 subs, and 17,000 views on what practically is a brand new channel. I will show you exactly inside how this works, why it works, and help you learn more about how to be the best YouTuber you can be. If you want to see all 6 of my channels, here's my main channel. I've been on YouTube since 2011, and it's been a rough ride. The roughest ride was trying to use this old channel to upload all kinds of different content. What I found that works is to make channels for very specific types of content. This crypto channel, I made this in December 2022. It's May and it already has 12,000 subs and over 500,000 views, all organic traffic. This channel, brand new, technically it's older, but I hadn't done anything with it. It was hidden. I put this channel up when this channel was suspended for a week, and then we got it back up because it was wrongfully suspended because of a bot attack. This channel, then I put it back up. It had nothing happening on it, almost instant subs, and I didn't even make a deal of promoting it or anything. You'll see exactly how I got these views right now, and that's what's so cool, is this is a strategy anyone could do. So the views I got were not hardly any from my other channels, 75% of the views from YouTube search directly. And that is where the best place to start a new channel and grab immediate traffic is most of the time, is in YouTube search. And what you see is you don't have to crank out. I put 2 hours or so of actual time into getting this channel a quarter of the way monetized already. At this rate, in about 10 hours of work, I'm gonna have another monetized channel. And you'll notice, so technically I had a few videos I had put up here a year ago that these weren't doing anything or getting any views recently. But here's where you'll notice a year later, I put this video up and it immediately got 3,000 views, almost all from search. And almost all of these views from YouTube search also. Now I'll show you exactly what kind of content I'm making here. So in order to do this, I found a type of content that is very much needed and appreciated on YouTube, and specifically in YouTube search. So in crypto YouTube, which is a whole niche within YouTube of people making cryptocurrency content about things like Bitcoin, Ethereum, altcoins, etc., most crypto YouTubers are constantly hyping up how great some altcoin is. It's going to 100x, 1000x, and that's what's normal. So I realized what we really need on crypto YouTube is a dedicated channel to pointing out why every crypto sucks. So literally, I'm creating out stupid simple videos. I just made a video about Aleph Zero or A0. 10-minute video, took me about 20 to 30 minutes of real time to do everything necessary to make this video. To do some maybe 5-10 minutes of research on Aleph Zero. To then get that research and the tabs set up in my studio here. Now I've got a real nice 6-monitor YouTube streaming setup. So I get that. It only took me about 10 minutes to look up Aleph Zero. See that, all right, here's why it sucks. Then I just screen capture record just like I'm doing now. I hit the record button on my Stream Deck right here. Just start talking like I just did right now. Hit record, upload. I upload this to this YouTube channel and I have a podcast that I mirror it on as well. And then I've got a coaching community on my website that I upload it here as a mirror also, and for early access for those in there. And if you are a creator or a YouTuber, guess what? I also have a creator coaching community just for YouTubers. And the number one suggestion I'd have for any of you trying to be a content creator or YouTuber online is get a mentor, somebody who's actually available, who really knows what they're talking about and has been doing this for a long time, which is me. So this sixth channel I've made, I did the exact same thing with this Pulse Chain video yesterday. This Paul Shane video yesterday already has 2,500 views. We'll go into the analytics and look, 70% of the views from search, 16% from browse features. Now, this particular formula I'm doing is not going to often be that great for browse features, because when people watch a video and don't like it, that negative feedback often for browse features will mean you don't get shown. But I'm not making this for browse features, which is why I made a separate channel, because I've tested on my main crypto channel. What this is a channel where I've already got an audience. This channel does great for browse features. So browse features, somebody's just scrolling through YouTube, and then I put up a generic video that says you're wasting, you know, a video that's appropriate to almost all of my viewers, talking about why they watch so many crypto YouTube videos. But this, and that generally leaves people with a good feeling and wanting to come back. But this is a channel just for search traffic. And this search traffic channel works instantaneously, and it works consistently, and it works even if you get a bunch of dislikes. Like, I called out this crypto called Hex, which to me is an obvious, just terrible scam or Ponzi scheme. And it's consistently racking in YouTube search video views, even though the majority of people have disliked it because of confirmation bias. Everybody who already is holding Hex has to hate on anything that says Hex might not be as good as they think it is, and they come through and all hate on it. Doesn't matter. I'm still getting plenty of views, and I'm getting the message out there. And this is another example. Quant is another one of these cryptos that's hyped up. And even though you get a bunch of people that dislike it, it just cranks out YouTube search results. And what's beautiful is a lot of the crypto hype videos that say how great things are, those often have a quick half-life because somebody else is coming out with one right afterwards. However, for these where I'm going out and saying something sucks, well, if I think it sucks today and it sucks next week and it sucks next month, it probably sucks for the same reasons. It probably has, nothing has probably changed with it. So these are going to have a longer time where they'll keep getting views in YouTube search. And you can see, I didn't even put out a video. I tested this out. I literally didn't even publish a video for a week, and the views just kept rolling in from YouTube search. And now I actually put a video out yesterday, and I just am going to publish another one today. And look what happened to the views when I actually put this next video out. So when I just started this channel, there was like no browse features or anything. But then I put a video out yesterday, and this one actually hits in browse features too. So this new channel may have about the same amount of traffic pretty soon as my main crypto channel, and it takes almost no work. It's offering genuine value to the community. You can see this thing got a 16% click-through rate with a 5-minute average view duration, and lots of these, if you look at the audience, you can see based on the past, a lot of these are probably not people who've even seen my videos before, which is amazing, because you're talking, I mean, some of them may have seen them on the other channel, but my other channel's not big enough where everybody knows that channel. These are often cold viewers, and to get that kind of click-through from mostly cold traffic that doesn't even know you, and to get people to stick around for 5 minutes out of a video that was like 15 minutes, that's outstanding. So the reason I'm showing you this is to help you understand what really works to get nearly instant traffic on YouTube, that YouTube is a skill set you can learn, and there's different ways of getting traffic. YouTube search is one of the most easily accessible traffic sources. Browse features can often be insanely competitive and difficult to get, but this kind of traffic is easy. And once you, someone that had never had a YouTube channel before could have done the exact same thing I did. And now with the thumbnail, I know there's so much talk if you watch YouTube, how to YouTube videos about the thumbnail. This is a stupid, simple thumbnail. I took Photoshop, and for most of these, I just had a generic space background. For this one, I got fancy, took a rainbow background off of Canva, threw that up in the background, put A0 sucks in contrasting colors with red on sucks, and green on A0 with a little outline in the font, and I grabbed the logo for the crypto and stuck it up there, and it's a formula. And I just took a screenshot out of my video. So I just recorded the video after making this little Photoshop background, grabbed a screenshot from it, and you'll notice same formula on every video. Just stuck the PulseChain logo up there, PulseChain sucks. Stuck this logo up, Artify sucks. Stuck this up, Quant sucks. Pepe to zero. Now on this one, I said Pepe to zero, but I think it's better to just say it sucks, because you want to get, if you're going to go negative, you want to get the biggest emotional reaction out of people possible. And when I say PulseChain sucks, well, people have got to see that. But when I say Pepe is going to zero, that doesn't really trigger as much. But I say Quant sucks, people are offended, or they have a desire to go in and see why it sucks. Even, but this Pepe video nevertheless still got its share of views. But it was also, some of these people aren't making videos about that much. Like this Casper one, all the people in the Casper community really hated on this video. 30% dislike. And that's because a lot of confirmation bias is getting ruined. People who are holding Casper, which is a rotten crypto investment where you're going to lose your money, they're searching Casper videos, and this Casper sucks video comes up, so they have to click on it, even they don't know they don't want to click on it. And you see it's just cranking from YouTube search, 145 watch hours. And again, this video took me about the same amount of time this video is taking. So if you want to grow on YouTube, you need to understand about getting traffic from YouTube search. And then what I do in these videos is I encourage people who actually enjoy the video to go subscribe on my main crypto channel. So then I can hit them with the general education, the stuff that's applicable to everybody, some of the more positive stuff, you might say, like showing my crypto portfolio, etc. And this way, I've got my YouTube search traffic for discovery on this channel, and I just stick with this formula on this channel. There's no reason to deviate ever from this formula. There's 20 plus thousand cryptos. I can say one sucks every day indefinitely. Then direct them over to this channel, which can then get really rolling in the browse features, because they might not care about many of the cryptos I'm going to talk about. They may never have heard about. So once they've subscribed to my channel, they may not actually want to watch a whole bunch of other videos, but on this one, they could watch a video every day. So I use my search channel to help pump up my crypto channel here. And then all my channels work together to pump each other up. So this video you're watching goes on my business channel and on my, it's mirrored on my podcast, The Jerry Banfield Show. I use all my channels to pump each other up. That way, occasionally, when one of you comes through that's interested in YouTube and you're also interested in the crypto, now I can get you into the whole Jerry Banfield ecosystem. The YouTube algorithm is in a better position now to know which videos it should show you. Because if you watch this video, you may not care about my videos talking about how I got sober or gaming or my vlogs on my main channel. But if you like crypto, there's two channels and that can help tailor the YouTube algorithm so that you see the right Jerry Banfield videos for you. So my strategy is pretty much to just grind out as many videos as I can in the shortest amount of time, get the audiences separated. I was doing this all on my main channel, but on my, just using one channel kills the algorithm. You get too much negative feedback from, for example, if you sub for this video, you, as I said, and you might not care about my crypto videos, so you shouldn't see my crypto videos. And that way I'm able to get out the most content to the most people in search, the most appropriate people in browse features. And it's amazing how much abundance, how many views I have with what I do on YouTube. That said, I've uploaded tens of thousands of videos online, more than 4,000 videos on YouTube, thousands of hours of live stream. I am practiced. It's very quick and easy for me to make videos. But the most important part is, if YouTube's what you want to do, make sure you're cranking out videos and make sure you've got them on channels where people can just subscribe for one kind of video. I appreciate you watching all of this, and I've got these channels for you. I'm putting out as many videos as I can. And then, of course, it's nice to have something to sell as well. The main thing I've found you collectively, all of you need, is a mentor. And there's two things I'm really good with that I've been doing a long time, and that I can help you with. One is investing in crypto. Two, even longer than crypto, is YouTube. I've been doing YouTube and social media marketing and creating courses. I'm one of the best people in the world that can coach you and help you become a better creator. And I've just made this new coaching community, so you literally be the first person to join if you join in proximity to May 16th when I filmed this. And I'll give you a discount for that. You'll get it for the lowest cost. Comes with a Zoom call, comes with a Discord server, comes with a dedicated phone number. This phone is just for those of you in my coaching communities, my crypto and my creator coaching communities. So I really appreciate this time you've spent here. If you want some more Jerry Banfield in your life, I'm here, baby. Every day, I'm hustling. That's kind of a weekend. I'm just, every day I'm doing what I love and trying to help you. There we go.